What's up and happy, depending upon when you listen to this. Today is Saturday, April 20th. It's been about a month since I did a podcast. The last podcast was one where I talked about getting the flu and going back to eating meat and just new stuff popping up and healing coming to the surface. Different things happened during the flu and different things have been happening since. It's been really an emotional month or so. I mean, all good stuff. I'm actually going to talk about my mushroom / biofeedback experience that I had, which was on Monday. So about a little bit less than a week, 5 days ago, 5 days ago. And since then, yeah, it's been an emotional roller coaster, but I can just feel how my body and my mind are healing through these therapies that really do work. So biofeedback machine, I mean, this thing is super complex. I went to, you know, someone who I consider a great friend, a bro, we call each other bro, my soul sister. So she came to me like 3-4 months ago saying that we're going to work together, we're going to train, and we're going to do amazing things, and that she's going to help me out, and she has since. This is the first time that we did the biofeedback machine, and we paired it with the magic mushrooms. So the combination of the two, what that does is basically guides your inner being, your higher self, to help heal you in whatever your intentions are, whatever needs to come up. A lot of healing happened for me because I took a very large dose. We do a muscle test, and on that muscle test, your subconscious knows the answer to all the questions, so it knows how much, what amount of mushrooms to take, and typically it's about a third of a gram. Well, yeah, we had to keep adding into that little cup until we got up to about three, but it's what I needed to do. It's what I needed to do, and I mean, it was intense. So basically, more on the biofeedback, we strap up against on our wrists, ankles, and around our head, this machine, and it has sensors. And it's able to read your emotional, your vibrational current inside of your body. Everything is energy, so it's reading that. And it's pairing it up to different sensors. I mean, this thing is complex. I have like 21 pages, different screenshots of all kinds of processes that we were going through. Any emotion that you can think of, it shows you where you rate on a scale of like 100 to 0, and then, you know, different trappings in the bodies and where they're located. But anyways, pairing that with the guidance of, because the person who's facilitating this is behind the screen, and then there's also a screen where you, as the who's doing the healing, looks at it too. So you're guiding yourselves. She's helping to guide you, and you're also knowing what you're trying to bring up to the surface. In my case, though, it was 3 grams of mushrooms, so it was like in and out, in and out, in and out. But I was able to stay aware enough to know what to do. And the cool thing was, there was actually 3 levels of awareness. So the awareness of, okay, I'm here, I'm sitting in the chair, and she's telling me we're doing this work. You have this stuck in your lungs. I actually had breast cancer from my wife, who passed away 3 years ago, the grieving of that stuck in my lungs. So I had taken it on years and years ago subconsciously without even knowing about it. And it was there, the machine read it, which was weird. It's not like the machine knew what, you know, the death was, the cause was, the cancer. But it was there, it was reading it. And with the help of the mushrooms, the machine, the guidance, I was able to purge all of that out. So it's wild. It's really wild. And I mean, literally purging it out, like the other awareness. So there's the awareness that you're sitting in the chair, you're there, you're listening, you're still breathing, you're still there. And then there's the awareness of in the disease or the pain or the trauma. Like, you are the consciousness awareness of it. It's really the weirdest thing, but it just makes sense when you're going through it, when you're having the experience. And then the third awareness is your higher self, the being that is actually the knowing of what's going on and why, and the miracle and the feeling and the experience of after. Because you go through this for, like, mine was waves, right? So it would be like 30 to 40 minute waves. Then I would snap in. She would say something to me. We're doing this, right? We actually did two past life regressions. And when, with the guidance of that and knowing where to go, you take these different awarenesses of the pain and of your higher self guiding you, and you bring it to the surface. And in my case, it was like I was like a wounded animal. I was breathing it out and moaning. But that was the way that, like, I had to purge the stuff out. And you hear there's different ways to purge, right? People throw up. You know, medicines like ayahuasca, people are vomiting for hours, and they're getting out their trauma that way. There's also crying. Crying is an awesome way. And in fact, we try to tap into my heart because the machine was reading no self-love. And that was my biggest trauma. And it's actually not even just this life. It's numerous lives that I have not learned how to self-love myself. And when that happens, you trap everything in your body. All the emotions get compounded and they turn into tar in your body. And that's why, you know, you feel depressed or anxious or like the static of really bored, being really bored or lonely or something. You just feel off. And that's from hiding and running away from your true authentic self, which ultimately is the ego, the false self, which is created at this time at a young age to basically protect you from getting hurt, because it sucks to get hurt, right? No 7-year-old, 10-year-old, 15-year-old, 20-year-old, nobody likes to get hurt. So we have to create a different story or a different personality, which is the false self. And then now we lose this connection. And actually, we think we are this ego. So we continue on this path of trapping emotions, authentic emotions that need to come out of our body that end up causing all these different diseases. So it's awesome because there's ways to get these out in a holistic mind, body, soul way, because that's what it is. You're a three-part awareness right there. You are your mind, you are the body, the physical body, and then you are the spirit, the higher self, and these medicines can show you all three awarenesses. So it's pretty cool. Very cool. So, yeah, it was intense. The other thing that the machine read was I had a high level of hesitation. So, again, not trusting myself from all these years of conditioning and programming. So you're guiding yourself. I'm going through this and getting it out of the body through this breathing and moaning and going through this stuff. I mean, it's intense, and I don't know. We'll see. Right now, I feel really good. It's been emotional since. There's been great walks outside. I just had one today where just, I know you have this knowing and feeling like everything is good. There's peace and gratitude and being on this journey and heading in the right direction. Yeah, you know, it is painful, and there is some deep inner demons that must be faced, but you burn them out, you bring them to the light, and then they're gone forever, and you create this space for now another dimension of beauty to come in and love. And that's what I want to sign up for, because then that becomes the mystery of life. And then you just vibrate on a whole different level. Again, everything is vibration. So you bring in the same kind of vibration that you're vibrating. The inner is the outer. And you don't have to do this kind of light the fire within work. It can start by doing less intense stuff like journaling, meditation. You can get there before I even started with, you know, any of these remedies, ayahuasca or mushrooms, it happened in meditation, because that allows the same chemicals, DMT, to be released and open up your pineal gland, and then that shows you what's possible. That shows you your higher self, your authentic self, and you're like, whoa, if you know, you've heard it. If you can dream it, then you can create it. The only difference is the intensity of your action, daily action, present time, now action. Just dreaming it is not enough. You actually have to take action. But it's great, because once you tap into that higher self, once you see it for the first time, that could be enough momentum, inspiration to bring on consistency, which is more important than anything else, because consistency will always get you where you need to go, where your best path needs to be. And the great thing is, once you see that, then you can accept. You don't judge any more good or bad, because you know that this is the path you need to be on, and good or bad just becomes a short-term, daily, maybe weekly perspective. But then 1 or 2 years, you see it again down the road, or you look back at it and you're like, wait, actually, that bad was a good. So it's always for the greater self of you and everyone else, because ultimately we are all actually one being anyways, that's another thing where, like, plant medicines and meditations and breathing, again, releases the DMT molecule, and then you feel that, man. And once you feel that, that is the greatest high. It's not even a high, it's just a natural state. It's a natural state of connectiveness and oneness, love. Good stuff. So yeah, biofeedback, mushrooms, don't necessarily need to do it. You can do it in meditation, you can do it in breathing, you can do it walking in nature. Just being present. Being present is the best chance, the only way actually that you can open up that dimension. You can't be in the ego mind that just runs and creates stories, because that's the anti, that's the illusion. That's the illusion. It's okay, and it's okay. I mean, again, it's part of the system of being human. It was created for the greater good. It wouldn't have got us here. It helped get us here. Without it, we wouldn't have got here. We would already be, who knows, spirits or something. I don't know. But we needed it, and it's here, and it's here to stay. But you can work with it and push it to the side and bring it up when you need it, but not operate under it as thinking of who you are. This is a pretty intense podcast. So we're like 13 minutes in. If you guys ever have any questions about any of this, reach out. We might be collaborating with different healers. At the end of the day, this is what this is. This is a healing podcast episode. Actually, they're all healing podcast episodes. We talk about journaling, meditation. We bring on clients and testimonials. By the way, I don't think I've talked about this on the podcast, but one of my clients, Colin, who's been working out for like 4 or 5 months, was applying for different jobs. He was looking for another job, and he wanted a job, or he needed a job, or he wrote and manifested that his job needed to comply to his workout schedule and himself, because that's number one. He had to get to the gym at least 3 times a week, and it was not going to be interrupted by his job. And he actually wrote that down, journaled it. Well, guess where he works now? Yeah, right next door in the same building, right next door. Like right down the hallway, bathroom split us up. That's where he got hired. And that stuff happens to high vibration beings. They're attracting what they want. They're manifesting it. Their belief systems are unlimited, or at the very least, they're not limited to victim mentality, low vibration thinking, which usually just brings in more low vibration stuff. So it again, it just shows you that you are working with the universe, the earth, the outside. Your inner environment is going to create the outside. But again, it's not good or bad either way. Even if you're creating shit, that's because you need that right now. You need to bring enough crap into you to make the decision to, okay, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Let's do things my way now instead of how society and childhood programming and work programming and all the different government programmings, none of that really is the truth of who I am and what I can do. You can still operate under all those systems, right? But do it your way. That makes you happy and at peace. So I think we're going to end this one right there. But everybody who's listening to this and not listening to this is already unlimited. You're already there. There's nothing more you need to do except accept that you're unlimited. Take it one day at a time, one moment at a time, and do the best that you can do in that moment, in that day. Whether it's a workout, whether it's a walk, whether it's potentially Googling a new career, whether it's making some phone calls. One day at a time, be your authentic self, keep track, find other people that are on this journey of personal growth, development, and mystery, adventure hunting, not being trapped, being okay and accepting life. And people who, when they are down, will come to you and they'll help you. You are that person. I am you. You are me. So when I'm down, I have some people I can talk to. And I hope you do too. You can always call and hit me up. So yeah, happy whenever you're listening to this day, and we will chat again soon. Peace out.